This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When you acknowledge that your sickness and your illness is a musibah, it's a calamity, it was intended for you, what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to now say some words. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are supposed to say some words. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Whenever people are affected or affected with a calamity, قَالُوا, they say, this is what you're supposed to say after you acknowledge it's a calamity. Say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allahu Akbar. And this is the words of people that are patient towards their calamity. This is how you test yourself. Have you been patient during your sickness and illness or not? What's the sign? The sign is this, that you say continuously, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and you do not say or do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say, if I had done that, this is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, then you are not patient. All right, so you say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Beautiful, five words, two phrases. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, we belong to Allah. You know how much ease that puts a person with. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, you and your sickness and your illness and your troubles and your problems and your calamities all belong to Allah. All of it belongs to Allah. My brothers and sisters, get this in your head. You don't belong to yourself. This body is a responsibility from Allah to you only. Otherwise, this is Allah's possession. He does what He wants with it. This is why it's not allowed to sell any organ. It is not allowed to take money after you donate blood, because you don't own your body parts. You don't own them. You cannot say, okay, I have two kidneys, but I know I can live with one, and my friend needs one. I want to sell him my kidney. Well, how much? You're going to pay $500,000? Take it. You're not allowed to sell your kidney, even though you can live with one, because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Allah. Subhanallah. So, inna lillah, say these words and understand what they mean. If you truly understand inna lillah, you will never ever complain to anyone but Allah Azza wa Jal. And I will share with you later on, how do you complain to Allah about your sickness? When we come to the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam, watch, you will learn something incredible. So you say, inna lillah, me and my sickness and all my affairs belong to Allah. And there's a beautiful hidden meaning in inna lillah. It is, the hidden meaning is that you are acknowledging that you are a slave of Allah. You are a worshipper of Allah. Within inna lillah is the meaning of servitude to Allah. It's like you're saying, oh Allah, I acknowledge that I and my affairs belong to you, and I'm a slave of yours as a result. Since you own everything in my life, why should I worship other than you? I worship you alone and no one else. Think of this as you're in your sickness and your illness. Inna lillah. And then increase your worship. And then listen to how beautiful this is. Oh, Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, these words only add to our comfort and our relaxation and tranquility and peace. Then we say, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, I do not know anyone that reads these words, wa inna ilayhi raji'un, correctly. I do not know anyone who reads them honestly, knowing their meaning, and then he's afraid of his sickness and illness, and he's excessively stressed about it. Let me explain to you why. We say wa inna ilayhi raji'un, meaning the second part, we acknowledge that we all are going to return to Allah, right? Obviously, because we belong to Him, so we are going to return to Him. But the question is, why? Why is the believer happy to return to Allah? You know, because وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, when the believer says it, it excites him. It makes him happy that I'm returning to Allah. Why does it make the believer happy? Why is the believer so happy when he says, "Wa inna ilayhi raji'un"? Because he cannot wait to come in contact with the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal has set for him because of his patience during the calamity. Allahu Akbar. Didn't Allah Azza wa Jal promise a huge reward for the one who is patient upon calamity? Whether this calamity is a sickness or an illness, a physical illness, a mental illness, a death of a relative, whatever it is. Didn't Allah promise huge reward? So the believer, when he's affected by a calamity and he remains patient, he's happy when he says, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un," because he cannot wait to go back to Allah and see the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal has promised for him. Where is it? I want to see my reward. I want to see my house in the paradise. I want to see my land in the paradise. I want to see my millions and millions of acres of land in the paradise and the millions and millions of palm trees that Allah Azza wa Jal has given me and my high level in the paradise. And I want to hear Allah talk to me on the day of judgment in the paradise. And I want to see him. This is all reward of the calamity if you are to remain patient.